This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah, we got people stroking all over the Gulf Coast looking for fish, and some of them are duck hunting, and Brendan Bayard tells a fisherman where to go, and I mean that in a good way. Brendan, good morning, and man, that was the shortest report I've ever seen you send. Trout are on fire. Please elaborate.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I mean, we've had that that cold weather a couple of weeks ago, kind of shut things down, but this week it has been on fire. All the reports that are going out, a lot of my favorite haunts are producing really well. I'm talking about areas like Leeville, talking about Burris, Port Sulphur, all those areas that are in the east like that are really producing really nice trout. Fish that are in the 17 to 22 inch class, using a lot of slow twitch baits like Corky's, Miradines, and even plastics. So, you know, just get out there, you know, drift around, work the bait slow, and you'll catch a lot of fish. You know, I think even on a day like where you've had, you know, a few days after a cold front, like we're in right now, you could do really well on top water. The fish have been biting pretty much all day the last couple of days. And I think it's just probably really good right now. If I was able to sneak out right now, I'd be out there right now. But I'm going to have to wait a couple more days to go back again.
Yeah, that top water sounds really good, and I think you're exactly right. Conditions are prime for it on a day like today and probably tomorrow too. Brendan, have you had any reports or personally seen any results of fish kill? I've only got one that was texted in, and it is really unconfirmed, but so far, so good. Everybody I've been checking with says no dead fish anywhere, and I think this would be the time we'd see them if it was going to happen from that freeze.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. Last couple of years, the similar conditions produced a couple of fish kills, but those same areas I've had people go and fish. I'm talking about canals that are over there on, like, West Cove or over in Golden Meadow, those kind of areas I've heard of fish kills when similar weather conditions have happened in the past, but I've had people that have gone to both of those places and no fish kills from them. So I think we're good.
Yeah, well, this supposedly,
fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. This supposedly took place on the PAC WMA. Anyway, we'll get more of that, I'm sure, if in fact it is true. Brendan, favorite trip looking back on 2022? Any trip of yours that just really jumps out?
I think I have two. One was when my youngest caught his first limit about a month ago by himself in his kayak. He's 10 years old, so, you know, he's been fishing a long, long time with me, but this was the first time he's really just been able to put it all together and catch them all by himself and fill that limit. And, man, he was a happy camper that day. Second memory would be catching a nice limit of flounder for the first time. And, you know, we've had so many years where the flounder just kind of been pretty bad. And then these last couple of years, the flounder populations have really caught back up to where they were before the BP spill. And I had a really great trip and caught some really nice flounder and my favorite fish to eat. So, and the season was about to close, so I kept my limit.
Well, that was number two on my list. We had an outstanding kayak flounder trip over on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, which has yet to air on Bayou Wild TV, but that's the most flounders I've ever caught on one trip, and it ranks right up there, and so I'm with you on that. Minimalist Challenge, what's the latest update? Are the entries full, or is it closed off, and when's it going to happen?
Yeah, I think we have a couple more entries. That's going to be on the last weekend in January. So I think the 26th-ish, don't quote me, but it's that last Saturday, I believe. And that'll be down in Leeville. And the number is capped at 125. So if you haven't got in there, get in there right now. You know, you might catch a few people sleeping on that entry. So there's, I think there's a few spots left, but it will fill up, and it will fill up fast. Whenever people start getting nervous that it's going to fill up, it'll be within one day. It'll be, you know, 30 spots available, and then it'll be full. So yeah, don't wait on that.
It's a lot of fun. You only get 5 unknown baits to work with, and it's always a lot of fun. That's last Saturday's going to be January 28th in next month. All right, Brendan, before you go real quick, you got a wish for 2023 for the outdoors?
Just more days on the water with the family, more better tournament days. We always seem to pick them where they're, you know, blowing 40 miles an hour or something like that. And, of course, no hurricanes.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to some more of your reports. Very good. You do good work, Brendan. We really appreciate it. So have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you in 2023.
Happy new year to you, Don. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Brendan Bayard, one of our Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club paddler reporters. Next week you'll be hearing from Captain Eric Mohabarak. All right, now we're going to take a break, and we come back. Going to update you on our election. We're looking for the baddest of the bad boys that we reported on in 2022. Lots of comments. We'll get to our text board. If you want to get on it, it's 504-260-1870. Back right after this timeout on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.